This podcast replay is brought to you by South Florida's premier law enforcement agency, the Fort Lauderdale Police Department. The FTLPD is now accepting applications for non-certified and certified police officer positions. Minimum requirements and qualifications can be found at flpdjobs.com. That's flpdjobs.com.
By the way, did you see what happened at the Mavs game the other night? And this is twisted, okay? But I want you as parents out there to pay attention to me, okay? And I want you to pay attention to me really close to what the story I'm about to read, because this is one of the most important stories that you're going to have to read or hear about as a sports fan. And I say this for any parent out there with kids, okay? April 8th. A 15-year-old girl went to the restroom while her dad was still in his seat. She never came back. Footage shows her leaving the arena with a man that night. Her parents then see nude pics of her online for sex advertisements. Turns out she was in an Oklahoma City hotel being sold for sex. She was gone missing a total of 11 days. Zeke Fortenberry said he sent a letter to multiple parties he believes could have done things differently, possibly even preventing the situation from escalating. Our intent is to put these organizations on notice. We're pursuing claims against them for negligence and other class actions. Fortenberry said that when the father realized his daughter was missing, he notified the police at the game. But according to Fortenberry, the father was told to report it to North Richland Hill Police, where he lives. The father called North Richland, but was told that law enforcement agencies that they couldn't help because the incident happened in Dallas. So North Richland police said they received a report about the missing teen at 1:27 a.m., about 6 hours after the game started. The department said the teen then was entered into the National Missing Persons Database at 3:24 a.m. on April 9th. Dallas police said they helped North Richland Police Hills PD create a bulletin for the missing teen that went out on the department April 11th. Those efforts weren't enough. He said it wasn't enough, but a Houston-based human trafficking agency, Texas Counter Trafficking Initiative, was able to use their face recognition technology to help break the case open. That agency was able to help them locate the photograph of their daughter online within the same day. The man that the girl left with allegedly got into the game using a fake ticket, and that American Airlines and the Mavs both know that the parties have been selling the fake tickets. Luckily, they found her and arrested 8 people in connection with human trafficking. Can you imagine that shit? And I say this, and I want to read this, because your 15-year-old daughter is supposed to be safe at a game. And to think that somebody could have snatched her. And who knows if there was another woman as an accomplice that may have done something to drug her in the bathroom, who then let her out and then the guy took her or whatever. You just never know. You don't know what the hell is going on. But it shows you that at an NBA game, and you know there's got to be cameras everywhere in that, and they have the balls to go in there and steal your child. Like, you would never imagine that your 15, 17, 18-year-old daughter would be unsafe. Oh, Dad, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. Okay, honey. You got to go to the bathroom with them now. You got to stand outside that door and make sure that, you know, everything's kosher. I read that story and I freaked out, dude. You know, you hear about it happening in malls or in downtown areas and, you know, places where kids could get snatched, walking home from school, all those kind of, in a basketball game. And it shows you how they got in with a fake ticket. Man, I saw that story, and I know that this is not a per se sports story, but it is sports involved, and I want our sports community to be aware and involved as much as possible. And do not let your guard down no matter what. I was, you know, as a father of a daughter in her early 20s, you know, shit like this would freak me out, man. Now I know if I go with my wife or my daughter, guess what? I'm going to the bathroom too. I'll stay outside. You're going to the bathroom? Good. Okay, maybe I'll get some a drink right across. Boom, I'll wait for you. We'll walk back together. I can miss the game for a minute. It's all good. But I'm not missing my child and I'm not missing my wife. Wow. Scary stuff, man. Holy crap. I have two nephews. I'll take care of them. And when they go to the bathroom, I wait for them outside. Well, that's the right thing. Diego says, as a dad of two teens, girls, I couldn't even fathom. This made my stomach turn. Ian from Brooklyn says, Jesus. Susie says, again, beware of Mexico City. It's dangerous. Well, period. Media members they've killed in Mexico? You haven't seen the stories now? They're up to like, I think it's like 15 this year already. In the last calendar year, I think they've killed Mexican media. Like they're killing media members left and right in Mexico. Like that's the last profession you want to be. You don't want to be a judge in Colombia, or you don't want to be a media member in Mexico.
I drove through Mexico one time. It was the scariest time of my life.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Because we got stopped, you know, because they stop and they search your cars in a certain area. We were told, we went to a fishing village, an American fishing village in Mexico. So where we were at was a safe place as far as
like the Baja area?
It was getting there. We had to drive through. And we got stopped by three guys in military uniforms with M16s. And what we were told to pack was where we were going. I can't remember the name right off the top of my head now. But they gave us the shirt of where we were going to put on top of our, so when they opened up our luggage, they could see where we were going, and it worked. As soon as they saw it, they led, but they had the two M16s pointed at the car, and then the one searched the back, and then they let us go. But for that 5 or 10 minutes after that, I was like, I couldn't have got out of there quick enough. Luckily, it was on the way back, getting back to Arizona. We're crossing the line there, and
you said last time.
Oh, I was right. Done. I was like, that's it. Next time we fly. Because there's an airport right beside where we were going. San Carlos. I think it was the name of the fishing village. It's where a lot of, like, there's a marina there. A lot of the NASCAR drivers go there, too, because it's a small fishing village. But a lot of Americans go there. It's an American fishing village there. And, but it was one of the scariest. I was just like, man. Luckily, too, it was during the daylight, because I can only imagine, like, at night, that stuff, man.
Yeah.